And it's time now to join Mira with Chris Valance for our regular technology update. And if you're one of the millions of people who download pirated music or movies, you may want to listen carefully to this one.
I've met up with our resident tech expert, Chris Valance, in London to find out what's going on in the world of technology this month. Hey, Chris.
Hi there.
So there's been news with Pirate Bay. What's that?
Well, Pirate Bay kind of does what it says on the tin. Pirate Bay is a Swedish-based website, and it claims to be the world's largest BitTorrent tracker. Now, BitTorrent is a place where people share files. It's a file-sharing system. And the kind of things that people share on BitTorrent, lots of legitimate things, but also copyright content, the kind of thing like films, books, music, also gets shared. Obviously, this is very controversial. The people who own the copyright don't like this kind of thing, the music industry, the film industry. Way back in May of 2006, BitTorrent was raided. About 200 police raided its offices in Sweden. We didn't have any charges, but last week, four people associated with Pirate Bay were charged. Now, it's a very, very political issue, not just on the web, but in Sweden as well. Pirate Bay didn't actually host any of this content. On their servers, you wouldn't have found films, music, whatever. They were just linking to this peer-to-peer sharing system.
They claim they're not doing anything wrong as a result, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So if you talk to people who support Pirate Bay and support their position, they say, look, we're just linking. In a way, what we're doing isn't any different from what a search engine would do. In fact, I spoke to Magnus Eriksson. Now, Magnus Eriksson is a spokesperson for Piratbyrån, which I think translates as the Pirate Bureau. And he explained that, in his view, what Pirate Bay was doing wasn't that different from what search engines and forums and other websites do.
The prosecutor doesn't really have much to offer here. What he's trying to imply is that the Pirate Bay, just by starting this service, is responsible for what its users does on it, that they are somehow aiding them in their copyright infringement. But if this would be a principle, that would mean that anyone developing a community site or a forum site or a mail client or something would have to be responsible for what its users does. I mean, it's an open service, and the consequences is that people share the things that matter to them, and it seems like that's at the moment is copyrighted material.
Sara Lindback is a legal specialist with the Anti-Piratbyrån. She takes a very different view.
The material from the prosecutors shows, for instance, that they had a yearly turnover of $3 million. And Pirate Bay has been making it possible for millions of people to illegally file share material. They are making a lot of money on the rights holders' material.
Now, for the film and recording industry, what really marks Pirate Bay out is the fact that they were making a lot of money. This is Joe Oliver, a legal analyst with the IFPI, a body that represents the recording industry.
Pirate Bay has become something of a destination for those who are looking for illegal content, and the scale is quite staggering. Pirate Bay claims to have 10 million users worldwide. So the steps being taken today to file charges are very important to us.
They would say they're merely linking to torrents that are already there. They don't create those torrents.
As a user, you go along to the Pirate Bay and it provides everything you need to get the infringing material. Around the world, similar types of services have made the same argument, but in the end, the courts found that they were liable for what they were doing. I think the difference is the Pirate Bay is set up to exploit illegal content. So it's a lot easier to find pirate material on Pirate Bay than it is doing a Google search online.
So in a way, I think what you see emerging is a question about degree. For the prosecutors, what Pirate Bay was doing was so obviously about getting copies of films, in their view. For the people who support Piratbyrån, what they're doing isn't so different from what search engines enable you to do. There's definitely a bit of a legal clampdown on people who are sharing and engaging in the kind of activity that Pirate Bay was engaging in.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see how that turns out. Is there anything else going on in the world of tech at the moment?
Well, I don't think we could get away without mentioning Microsoft and Yahoo. It's a $23 billion offer Microsoft has made for Yahoo. It's interesting because obviously Microsoft, their main competitor they see is Google. But Google and Microsoft, very different business models. Google sees our sort of tech future, if you like, as being very much based on the web. Whereas for Microsoft as a software maker, still very much focused around the PC. So, you know, you have Microsoft producing Office software that will let you do spreadsheets and word processing on your PC. Google producing Google Docs and Google Spreadsheets to let you do it on the web. So two very different philosophies. But if you look at Microsoft's move for Yahoo, well, is this Microsoft trying to sort of get into Google's territory and sort of compete on there? Not just competing on search, because obviously Google dominates the search market, but it's more really about the direction of our future computer use. And I think what's interesting about Yahoo, they own some very interesting properties. They own Flickr, Delicious, they own Upcoming, they are heavily involved in OpenID. Also what's interesting is the reaction from the community of users, because you have Flickr groups now saying, we don't want Microsoft owning Flickr, wondering how that's going to go if Yahoo suddenly becomes owned by a software producer. And of course, in all of this, you've got Google, who are now trying to sort of snuggle up to Yahoo in an effort to sort of put off that Microsoft bid. And above all of that, you've got the competition regulators, and how are they going to view a very big merger between two very big companies involved in the internet computing space? There's a lot still to play out with this.
Thanks, Chris. Microsoft hasn't yet made moves to buy thenakedscientist.com, but I think $23 billion would be very tempting indeed.
It's only what I wouldn't say, no. Diana, do you Google or do you Yahoo?
I've always been a Google girl at heart.